Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
It's Offit Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app and live on YouTube at the Team 980, where if you're not subscribed to our channel, you just might miss some of what we're doing. The radio show is 4 to 7 every single day, but the sports news is not confined to that, and certainly live event coverage is not confined to that. So last night, after we got done on the air from Capital One Arena, we gave ourselves about a half hour to recoup, eat some food, thanks to the Mystics and for feeding us. And then we went right back to the same exact microphones, the same exact cameras, the same exact everything, and hit play again. This time, just on the internet. We did a live show, co-streamed on my women's sports YouTube page, Hoffman W Sports. So if you're watching live on YouTube now, you might see a change in the graphics because we use the old W Sports imaging on that. But we did a live show to accompany the WNBA draft. We might do similar things in the future for the NBA draft, for the NFL draft. Of course, for the NFL draft, we will have a live show on the radio. So we'll probably just let Linnell and company handle that. Toby, Denton, they'll be in between the 2 days with Linnell for that. But you never know where we might show up. So the old subscribe button, it's your friend. Give yourself the option to get notified. Say, hey, your old friends at the Team 980, they're live talking about the sports that you want to hear about right now. And luckily for us last night, we weren't alone. Megan McPeak, the play-by-play voice of the Mystics, of course you know her as a sideline reporter for the Wizards as well, joined us on set for basically the back half of our show. She actually sat down right as the Mystics were selecting Georgia Amor, but we started off our conversation talking about Sonia Citron, the third overall pick, and then went from there. This is just part of the conversation. Full thing, again, is on YouTube if you want to go to the live tab and rewatch any of last night's coverage. But we thought this was the best compact piece of analysis from last night on why Sonia Citron, why Kiki Iriafen, why Georgia Amor, and what it means for the Mystics in the bigger picture. That's today's Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
I just think, you think of what they're trying to do and build, to think of not just this season and next season, but you're thinking of sustainability.
Right.
And that's a big thing coming in that Jamila and Sydney spoke about from the roster construction standpoint, and then as well, too, from putting the team together on the floor and how they were going to play from the coaching standpoint. And I think when you look at Sonia, she just brings more than one factor. She's not just a shooter. She's not just a ball handler. She's not just a defender. And also you think of the fact that you had to somehow, in some way, fill the void that you have with Ariel Atkins.
Yes.
In moving to get these picks to Chicago, 3-and-D type of player who really just over the course of her 7 years in Washington built a really strong resume and career. And I think right off the bat, you get that from Sonya with the way she can shoot the ball. She can attack off the dribble, but she also is such a fiery and fierce defender. She's not someone that you can just walk all over. So I think that's going to be a really great piece for them. And also you think of the fact you have a Brittany Sykes who is a long and lengthy defender.
Yeah.
Now you've got her a little bit more help as well, too, that when you made that move for Atkins, you didn't necessarily know what it would look like, how the pieces would look coming back with not knowing 100% who would be declaring for the draft this summer. Now you have an idea of what that could look like with Sykes and Citron potentially playing together. You've got a nice little defensive backcourt there.
For sure. And actually, as we were talking through it after the pick, the kind of this is your Ariel Atkins starter kit like popped into my mind. And of course, part of this is timelines. Like Ariel deserves to go somewhere where she can be competing sooner than I think the Mystics are looking to, just because they're resetting a lot of things, new front office, new coaching staff, all that. That said, like, I mean, they finished ninth in the league last year. It's not like this team can't compete in the way the W is structured too. We're seeing if, you know, especially a player like Amor, like playing point guard in the league as a rookie is tough, but she is an older player. And I wonder how much that played into it. It's something that we'll hear a little bit more about over the next few days as the draft picks are introduced and Jamila and Sydney talk a little bit more. But I totally agree on Citron and kind of where she fits, where you just go, it doesn't matter what else they do. And that's something that you and I are going to talk about here in a second, is kind of the larger context of this entire draft,
right?
And you know how this league is going to be reshaping itself over the next year. I don't care if she's the only player left and you rebuild with 11 new players. Sonya Citron will fit any roster based off her skill set. And not that I'm wishing for a total reset. And obviously, the Mystics are going to have some players, you know, the Aaliyah Edwards, et cetera, that are here no matter what. They've got them on rookie contracts, so all the vets will be changing around. But it doesn't matter who comes in, who you recruit in free agency, who you trade for. Sonya Citron is the type of player that fits with anybody. And I kind of wonder, even before Olivia Miles went back, before we knew who was going to be in this draft, with one of those two picks, I feel like Citron probably was someone they targeted all along.
Well, you also look at the fact there's a reason why Citron was on all of the mock drafts so high. Like,
yeah,
she was always, when you look at the mock draft, she was always in the top five or six. I don't recall seeing a mock draft in the last month and a half that had her lower than maybe a six or a seven. So that says a lot about who she is, I think, not just as a player, because you also have to keep in mind, yes, these are pro athletes now once they've been drafted, but you're also looking at the person. You're looking,
yes,
at the type of character that you're bringing in. And I know that's something that this front office is truly looking for and really takes to heart is, okay, yes, we want to make sure we get the right player that fits with the available players on the draft board, but we also want to make sure that we're putting the right people together with this roster, because as much as you think about the time you spend on the floor, 40 games, 40 minutes a day, that's a small portion of what these players truly spend time together. You think of the travel days, dinners, you know, if your team's doing any fun activities for bonding, they spend so much time together in these 4 to 4.5 months that you have to also worry about the types of personalities you're bringing in.
Yep.
So I think that's another great aspect of why Citron was a focal point for this front office and for a lot of the mock drafts that we saw.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
For just to keep everybody up to date here, Anissa Morrow, the seventh pick in the draft, she goes to Connecticut, the forward out of LSU. You're so right, which does beg the question, Megan. You know, we saw the tweets from Arike about accidentally rooting for Paige. Will Aliyah Edwards, out of UConn, be able to welcome Sonia Citrone on to her team? I mean, this is the UConn-Notre Dame rivalry. I feel like this could get tenuous. Jamila, what are you doing?
That's going to be a great matchup because now you've got Paige and Arike, mm-hmm. and then you've got Aliyah and Sonia on one team.
Of course, don't forget Big Mama Steph's there ready to go back up on
exactly.
that.
Like, there's a lot of moving parts here. And that matchup with the Mystics and the Wings – as of late, has in the last couple of, I would say probably last three seasons, has been a really fun matchup,
yeah.
a really fiery matchup, if you will. So now you add in more Irish, more Huskies. That, I mean, you get a Husky and an Irish in walk into a bar, you know?
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
We know what happens there. It's the Irish and they're in a bar. So I do think, though, back to out of our silly analogy land that I 100% let us into. I think that I spent a lot of time talking about this with Christy earlier, and we've been just kicking it around, talking about it too, as I point off camera to Anthony, who's sitting over there just smiling and pretending, wishing he was on camera still. I think the larger context of this draft is fascinating. Knowing they just put a graphic up on ESPN that's like, I think it's 105 of the 235 players in the league. Or however, it's not 235 in the league.
156 now.
Yeah, it's
when you add in the fact they've got the Valkyries. It was 144.
Maybe I just saw the number wrong. But yeah, 156. But like 105 players or something like that are going to be free agents after this season. And to me, that leads to either one of two paths. You can do what Washington and it looks like Connecticut, they've got two picks. Chicago, they've got two picks. Plus they had the two last year where it's like we can build a base of young players that can be attractive to those free agents. Or you have teams that are on some level recreating what the Miami Heat did back in the day, where it's mm-hmm. like, we're going to completely clear the decks, and we're going to have no one on our roster. The Aces, I think, I'm probably going to wind up falling into this category. Kate, one of their draft picks from last year, gone to Golden State, and then they don't have a first-round pick this year. We know second-round picks are a 50-50 shot at best to make their teams. They're just going to be like, Asia, you go pick who you want to play with and bring them on back here when this new CBA gets done. I just think that's fascinating. I'm curious your thoughts on how you're seeing kind of this larger, bigger picture of where the league is and how that affects tonight.
Well, I think also, too, there may be some wondering like how the CBA situation also could affect things because that's kind of in like this limbo fluctuation type of situation. So there's so many factors going into this 2025 season. There's all this, you've got a new team, this influx of young talent, the vets that are still trying, to prove that they can play. And it's not even that they are trying to prove they can play. Like the fact that there was a possibility of Diana Taurasi still playing this year. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until maybe 2.5 weeks ago that the official word came down
yeah.
from her. And then it's followed by also too, Elena Deladon, who officially retires. Like, they were still trying to find ways to make themselves available to be on the floor because that's how much they love the game. So you add that in with the influx of all of this talent, you're adding a new team, and then you're going to be adding new teams down the road. So
yeah.
I think it's just putting this franchise, this league in a position for growth at the right time and not like a quick punch growth. It's happening incrementally, and I think that's really what has been impressive and what they can do to try and sustain. But like, I'm really excited to see what the Mystics then do with what they've got. Because you do have, as you mentioned, you do have some vets still around. You have some young talent in Edwards and Austin. Now you're adding some rookies. You think of, they got Sonya and they got Iria Fenn as well too. And you think of what those two type of bring. And I think of Kiki, like, you look at what she was able to do at Stanford. Such a great career at Stanford.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you are like, you know what, let's go one more time and I'm going to go to USC. And if not for a horrible situation with the injury to Juju, maybe they are in a completely different situation in the national, in the NCAA tournament versus what they were in. And I'm really excited to see what she can bring to this roster, how she fits alongside an Aaliyah Edwards and a Shakira Austin, and what that can look like as well, too, because she's such a versatile type of big. What does that look like as they try to establish what Coach Johnson wants to play like, his play style, the types of things he wants to do on the floor? With so much young talent, you're surrounding, you know, a Brittany Sykes as your leader. What does that look like?
I totally agree. I think it's the Mystics are maybe in the most sustainable position of any franchise in the entire sport from a player standpoint, because they actually, I mean, surely because of the numbers, like, they have more players on rookie contracts as opposed to these other teams. And that could work out one of two ways. One, this could work magically, and these three bigs that people are like, how's the fit going to work? Like, it could work out because they are all versatile enough that it 1,000% could.
They are all very different play styles. So that's the one thing is, yes, they're all bigs, but they all play a very different style. And we got to see it a couple of times prior to Shakira's injury last year with what it could look like with Edwards and Austin playing off of each other and playing together. We know what it has looked like with Edwards and Dolson. Because they can, you know, Dolson can stretch the floor.
Right.
So now you get another young, talented type of big. What can that do and how does that now adjust? But also, too, you now have more bigs on your roster. So when injuries happened last season and it was happening to, you know, your bigs, it was very tough because then who do you play? Then you've got a situation where it's just Steph Dolson, unfortunately, because then Aaliyah Edwards went down.
Yeah.
So you've got to also think of
players. You're doing
exactly
the whole deal.
You've also got to think of, like, okay, we need to be, as you mentioned, in a position to sustain. And I think that's a lot of why they also made that move earlier today with Samuelson.
Yeah.
Which was very mindful. And I don't think people realize how mindful that was. As much as it's great to get a draft pick in the first round in the 2026 draft, you also were mindful of what this means for Samuelson. You put her in a position on a team that's vying for a championship, and she can help impact that in a win-now situation, but you also think about yourself for the future and trying to sustain what you're trying to build.
So that wraps around nicely to the point I was going to make, is if it doesn't work out and the fit is clunky, like, you now have some of the most valuable assets in the league. Because I don't think anyone's – let's say it doesn't work out, and I'll just say Shakira, right? And Shakira winds up being the odd player out here. I don't think anyone's going to look at Shakira Austin and be like, oh, she's not a good player. She's like, oh, Washington doesn't have the need for her. And so they make a trade. They're going to get a ton of value. And she's on a old rookie contract, which is going to cost half of the new rookie contracts. And I think that you see, like, the value of players that can really help you win right now. I mean, I talked about this with Christy earlier. Congrats to Carly in so many ways. I mean, Carly had never signed before last year a full season contract in the WNBA. And that was her 14th, I believe, is the number contract. I should have double-checked my notes before the show from Media Day last year. But 14th contract. In 1 year in Washington, she turned herself into someone that got flipped for a first-round pick. Like, that tells you how valuable some of these types of skill sets are, some of these players are, and what, you know, Washington can provide. And again, you know, you hope that the players work out because I love Shakira. Like, the person, I don't want to see her leave. But if she does, you know that there's going to be a massive return and something that's going to help the franchise in the long term. And unfortunately, that's just kind of how this business works. But I think either path, they've set themselves up with some flexibility here, no matter how the league turns.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no idea how this league is going to turn because of the CBA.
Right. And, like, I think that's the interesting thing about what front offices, and not just in the W, but front offices in sports, period, have to balance. They have to do that dance of, we want to prepare ourselves for now and what we're trying to build, but as well, too, should what we're trying to build not work, we have a way to pivot. Mm-hmm. And pivot in a positive way versus we do it for the win now. That's all we care about. It doesn't work out. And then we're sitting here like, oh, snap. How do we fix this? What do we do? And we can't get rid of contracts or players.
And you
There's
have
so
to
many
do,
things.
I don't know, let's call it a major deconstruction, which is, you know, like, not to pick on Brad, but, like, that's what the Wizards had to do, is they didn't give themselves a way out. The old regime and Michael and Will got in here and were like, oh, God, this is going to be painful. And now Phoenix is in the same thing with
managed,
the same guy.
Yeah,
because that's why no
out.
One, again, not trying to pick on Brad here, but that's why no one in the NBA, not even Steph Curry, has a no trade clause, because you want to, in this sport, give yourself the chance to pivot. And if you don't, it is a bad, bad situation.
It's not necessarily the situation any team would want to be in. And I think that's something you, as a general manager, have in the back of your mind when you're making these decisions, when you're thinking of the picks that you're going to look at, when you're thinking of the players, when you're thinking of putting your coaching staff together. Because the synergy, I go back to the press conference when the Mystics introduced...
Who hosted that thing, by the way?
I don't know, some girl named Megan. When the introduction happened, that was the constant thing I kept hearing. And it was also something that you heard from Will Dawkins and Michael Winger. So it's clear of what, you know, with Michael Winger being the overseer and president of Monumental Basketball, you can see the synergy. It's not just on one side. It's happening on both, because you are trying to sustain something to not just build a winning culture. You're trying to also build something that people want to come watch, fans want to be part of, players in free agency want to be part of. Draftees in the future are like, I want to get drafted to Washington. And so you think of that. Like, I go back, and I know we're talking Mystics, but I go back to the NBA draft. Alex Saar, number 2 pick for the Wizards, said, I want to play in Washington.
Yep.
So now what you're seeing on the Mystic side is something similar in having players say, I want to play for Sidney Johnson and I want my boss to be Jamila Weidman. Like, that's what you're trying to build. And I think this is where it starts, obviously, tonight with this being their first official draft. And I'm excited to see what they do with these moves and these picks and how they can try to then get ready for the season and then see where they go as the season goes on.
Megan McPeak, play-by-play broadcaster for the Washington Mystics, with us last night on our live stream show, of course, at the Team 980, where that streamed live on YouTube. And don't forget, Megan and Chrissy Winter-Scott, who was with us for the whole radio show yesterday, broadcast each and every game of the local broadcasts on Monumental Sports Network, and those are simulcast here on the Team 980. So we are back for Season 2 of Mystics Basketball. And, of course, leading into those games, when they're on after us, we'll give you a little preview, a little pregame action from your friends here at the Hoffman Show. Of course, we make our bones most days talking football, though, and we will return to our roots in that way next. John Keim was nice enough to spend a nice long while with me this morning in Logan Paulson's absence. Logan is on a spring break vacation with his family, recharging before next week's NFL draft. And so Keim kindly stepped in as we did our Monday, or I guess our early week mailbag. It used to work a lot better for the alliteration and the branding, Anthony, when it was the Monday mailbag. It was mailbag Monday. Tuesday doesn't work like that.
Not at all.
No. What could we call it on Tuesday? Tuesday.
Like the mail out?
Yeah, like questions, queries. They all start with the Q. Figure it out eventually. Or I won't. The point is, Keim answered NFL draft questions, including there's a ton of Ohio State players in this draft. Shocker. Those that know John Keim know that he's a Buckeye. If he could only pick one for the Commanders, who would it be? You got to hear his answer next here on the Team 980.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.